It's time for Magic Review. This is Reverend Sue with the Magic Review, a podcast series exploring witchy sites on the World Wide Web. This week's website is The Smart Witch, whose URL is www.thesmartwitch.com. Elizabeth is the owner and operator of The Smart Witch. I don't know if the name indicates how intelligent she thinks she is, or others for visiting the site, but either is well-founded. The site is laid out well and is mobile-friendly. In addition to glorious visuals of John Waterhouse paintings on her site, Elizabeth offers a lot of good detailed information about magic and being a magical practitioner. Let me take you through each section of her site. The Introduction to Magic section shows that she is probably a Wiccan, as she includes the poems The Charge of the Goddess and The Charge of the God, a bit of the poem The Wiccan Read, the Wiccan initiation origins of the phrase Blessed Be, and emphasizes working with a god and goddess as manifestations of what she calls the All. Elizabeth also includes info about the traditional Celtic/Wiccan sabbats. Her blurbs about the nature of magic and the types of magic are very global in tone, though. The Magic Circles and Spells section talks more about the nature of magic and spells in particular, and also gives some decent spells, words, actions, and tools needed. There are more clues that she is Wiccan, as she talks about the threefold law and the Wiccan reads last lines again. In her section on music, dance, and gestures and ritual, which is a great section, by the way, she offers liberal guidance on what constitutes a ritual, which is nice. The reference section includes a large glossary running down the left side of the page. The right side holds basic intention correspondences of metals, colors, and days of the week, as well as candle colors, somehow different than the first color section, including candle colors for each sabbat and day of the week. I rarely see the sabbat colors, so you can tell she's done research. The dates she provides for full moons are only for the years 2012, 2013, and 2014, so it seems she's been concentrating on her new online store rather than keeping up this page in particular. That's okay. The herbalism section is chock full of herb correspondences on the left side, so of course I love it. On the right side, she also has correspondences for incense, herbal baths, and suggestions for growing a kitchen witch garden. She includes a bit about aromatherapy and the types of materials used in that practice, and kindly offers some good advice and cautions. Finally, she describes in detail how to use herbs and magic. So often, sites will just give the correspondences without direction on what to actually do with the herbs. The formulary section is essentially a recipe book, but for various charged waters, like Florida water, bay rum water, and holy water, and a few blended oils. The section called Moon, Sun, and Stars is almost exclusively about the moon. She provides the Farmer's Almanac / Native American moon names, suggestions for kinds of magic during eclipses and the different moon phases, and a list of night-blooming flowers. She lists the generic dates of the zodiac sun signs and herbs that go with them, and also gives intention correspondences for when the moon is in each sign, which I personally have found can boost a spell's power significantly. The Magic and More section describes the meaning of the witch's pyramid, correspondences for each element, and gives full descriptions of each sabbat. FYI, the colors may not be the same as what was listed before, showing she used a different, also unnamed source for this page. The last part of this section talks about accessing past lives. She also gives some exercises to try. The last section of the site is the Smart Witch Store, which she writes is, quote, "the magical practitioner's online resource for pagan jewelry, crystals, stones, and magical tools," end quote. Sadly, the store is temporarily unavailable, so I cannot report on it. Darn, I was really looking forward to seeing what Elizabeth sells. Oh, and a pet peeve of mine is when magical people misspell the word altar, meaning place of connection to deity, and instead use the word alter, meaning to change. She does this. Well, that's it for this episode of Magic Review. Our theme music is by podcastthemes.com. If you have a suggestion for websites I should review, or comments about this or previous episodes, please leave a comment on Podbeam, or email me at revsue@ladywindsong.com. For now, this is Rev Sue and Velvet the Box Kitty saying so long, good luck, and happy magicking.